Welcome back to my house, Rosie on the house. As you've been listening this morning, you've heard we're broadcasting live from the beautiful Ponderosa Pine Forest Park at Tuthill County Park outside of Flagstaff, Arizona for the Get Outdoor Expo. We at Rosie on the House like to do everything we can to prepare your house, home, castle, or cabin for the opportunity for you not to stay home all weekend, every weekend, getting things done around your house, like caulking the stucco and painting the stucco and touching up this and touching up that. We are about getting you free of those chores so you can get out and enjoy Arizona.
We've got a follow-up call on the line from last week. I believe it's Karen. Yes, we had a pack rat problem in Green Valley that we wanted to handle non-lethally. And we had some ideas, some suggestions for strobe lights. And
she had a relationship with this pack rat.
So
she,
right.
That's how she explained it. And so she, and it was a her. I have a relationship with her. And so, Karen, how did we deal with her?
No rats were harmed during this process.
Well, I know that was very important for you.
Yes. And so what I did is I bought a pack of the mothballs. I dumped them all into a sock, and then I placed it down into where she was while she watched me do it. And I wished her well, and she was gone the next day. She has not come back.
Mothballs in a sock. Now, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Whenever we get calls, we often get secondary calls. And when we hung up with you last week, Jennifer actually took a couple more phone calls with other recommendations. Is Jennifer there?
I am.
All right. We had Rid a Rat, right? That was one of them?
It's a strobe light, basically.
There we go. Now we
can
hear you.
Sorry about that. Strobe light that kind of wigs them out and makes them want to go someplace else. And the other one was Rat Away, which is a spray you spray on, and it's not lethal or anything. It's just something they don't like, and it works very well as well, I was told.
Oh.
So we've got Rat Away, Rid a Rat, and mothballs.
It's quite an arsenal.
Okay.
Non-lethal arsenal. Right. Good job, Karen.
All right, Karen. Watch out for her. Now, you wanted to get rid of her because she had actually worked her way into a place where she was building a nest that was less than desirable as far as you were concerned, correct?
Right, because my dog was fixated on it, for one thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't like she was inside my home, but I didn't, she needed to find a better home.
Well, Karen, we appreciate the update. Thanks a million.
Well, thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
You bet. It's like when we talk about gophers, and people want to know how to get rid of gophers, and that goes back. We've been on air 28 years. I think we started that. I don't even know if that website's still up. NoGopher.com.
I don't think so.
He does. He's not doing it anymore.
That was a couple boys paying
through their high school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Last time I went, and it's been a couple years, that website was not there.
So then the other tip that they gave us was take glass 1 gallon pickle jars, bury them in the ground, and fill them
three quarters full of water.
And as the burrowing desert pack rats are making their way towards your vegetable garden, they'll actually sense that they're actually approaching a reservoir and turn around and trench their way back away. And how many times were we challenged by people that said, Rosie, you're a nuts, that'll never work?
Every time we mention it, but it really does work. Now, they can't be plastic. That's the key.
It has to
be glass. That's where the vibration against the water as they're burrowing, and you put them about every 12 feet
apart.
You
need that acoustic vibration.
And you don't need to bury them at first if you're trying to move them out of an area. You can start just by setting them on the ground, and as you see the holes move out, you can add more jars, and once you have your parameters set up, then you can bury them. If you've got a good seal with a metal lid, bury those pickle jars, and you've got this recycling company over here.
Yeah.
Has a list of how long it takes everything to degrade.
Yes.
Glass, a million years.
A million?
And aluminum metal, 80 to 200. So you've got a at least an 80-year solution for that. And then at that point, you would just have to replace your metal lids because the glass should still be fine.
And those are just a couple of the tips that we've picked up from our Arizona listeners. We always really, really appreciate those of you that are dealing with a particular situation that have found a solution for something to give us a ring and let us share it with all the rest of our listeners. Now, y'all stay tuned. In the 10 o'clock hour, we have Jeff Carmichael from Rias going to join us for a whole hour. We also are going to announce the world record holder in super cooling money saving. It's unbelievable what this one family was able to save. We want to talk to y'all about what kind of return on investment can you expect when you're investing in newer upgraded windows, higher efficiency air conditionings, additional insulation, non-incandescent light bulbs, and others, all with Rias in the next hour. You're as cold.